Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Greer. God bless America. Thank you for being here. We've got so much work to do every single day. It gets a bit daunting, but I'm afraid that I'm not going to give up. So you don't be afraid either, all right? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, global warming. Not according to the good folks at the Farmer's Almanac. In fact, they're predicting a particularly rough winter with tremendous snowfall. Temperatures plummeting to 40 degrees below zero. Wowza. Number two, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, that I've been telling you for a while is quite vulnerable this year, decided to lie about fishing. Nothing new in that, but he put a new twist on it. We'll tell you what that means. And number three, fixated a bit now I am on the IRS, 87,000 new agents. They're not here to be your buddies. I'm here to tell you they're not here to be your buddies. And if you want to find it, jobs.irs.gov/resources/job description, blah, blah, blah. It's a criminal investigation special agent, apparently. Criminal investigation special agent. Yeah. And the duties and the requirements, I want to go over these one more time, and then I'm going to hear from the Biden administration about the IRS. We've got an open border. Instead of, you know, getting 10,000 new agents for the border, we're getting people to pound on your door with guns on their hip. Internal Revenue Service special agents. You must be a U.S. citizen, 21 years of age by the time you complete the training academy, no older than 37 at the time of appointment. Qualify based on education, specialized experience, combination, have a driver's license, pass a background check, pass a drug test, pass a tax background check. You know. And then the major duties, the ones that we really like. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force. Be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. Shoot your friends and neighbors. Be proud.
The new IRS, here to set the record straight. Make sure everybody pays their fair share. Sir, you're not paying your fair share. Freeze.
Yeah, okay. That's what I want the IRS to do. Running around with guns and ammunition. Playing with people's lives. They're financial crimes. As a general rule, we don't shoot people that didn't pay their taxes. But gosh darn it, at the IRS in 2022, be ready to shoot your friends and neighbors. Are you kidding me? The world has gone wacko. Wacko. All right. Let's start with bite number 14. Republican South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. He says the people that'll get hit the hardest by the Internal Revenue Service will be people making a lot less money than what Joe Biden promised. Yeah, here it is, bite 14. Go.
Organization, Congressional Budget Office, says that 90% of the revenue generated from these new IRS agents will come from people making less than $200,000. That is absolutely the exact opposite of what you just heard. Under $200,000 represents 90% of the revenue generated, and the revenue generated is around $300+ billion. As a former small business owner, Dana, the one thing I cannot do is be the human resource department, my own legal department, and sell whatever it is I'm trying to sell. This is a burden that will be headwinds for job growth and for reinvesting in your small business. I can't think of something less popular than the three letters IRS showing up in your mailbox.
Mailbox? Hell. How about the front porch? With a gun on their hip. Or two or three of them. You're running some small widget company. You're selling a few things on Etsy, whatever it may be. All of a sudden there's a pounding on your door. You open up and there's armed IRS agents demanding they rifle through your stuff. Make sure you're compliant. Make sure you're not armed. No, sir. Absolutely not, sir. I reject this across the board. Not the way the country is supposed to run. Not at all. Not at all. And it makes me angry. Very angry. So, let's see here. Jared Bernstein. This flunky. This guy's a twit. I don't know where they found this guy, where they dragged him out of and shoved him in front of the camera. What a twit. He spends his days lying to you and me and everyone else. And now he's lying about the 87,000 new IRS agents. Bite 12. It's long, but it's worth it. Bite 12. Go.
So, look, I think that this reporting has been pretty convoluted. Here, I want to quote something from the commissioner of the IRS, Commissioner Rettig. These resources, he's talking about the reason, what you're referring to as resources in the Inflation Reduction Act to reverse what I call a shadow tax cut, which is the long-term defunding of the IRS to facilitate tax evasion by wealthy evaders. Here's what Commissioner Rettig said. These IRA resources are absolutely not about increasing audit scrutiny on small businesses or middle-income Americans. As we have been planning, and he's the commissioner, so he knows what they're planning, our investment of these enforcement resources is designed around Treasury's directive that audit rates will not rise relative to recent years for households making under $400,000. In other words, IRA resources will not add to audits for households under $400,000, and those same households will not see one penny increase in their taxes based on proposals in the Inflation Reduction Act. So let's just make sure the record's clear on that point.
Okay, the record's clear. Nobody making less than $400,000 will pay a nickel. In fact, they'll probably get money back and a foot massage to go with it. Of course they will. We believe you, Jared. You seem like a trustworthy fella. And speaking of the question of the border being wide open and the priority being 87,000 new IRS agents, 87,000. My God, that's a huge number. Gene Sperling, another stool pigeon for the Biden administration, bloviated about that. Bite number two. Here's some bloviation for you. Bite two. Go.
I want to ask you one question, but just please let me ask it, and then I got to go. If you're a border official and you can barely get your job done and people are overrunning the border, right, and you are begging for help on that southern border, what do you say to that Border Patrol official when you are telling them that you're going to add tens of thousands of people at the IRS, but you're not going to add to their, you're not going to go down there and help them out?
You know, I think those are all reasonable issues on the border security. I'm not going to pretend that that is my area of expertise.
Uh-huh. Telling honest, being honest about what we say here is not my area of expertise. Yeah, we got that. You're a dishonest broker like the other feckless weasels inside this administration. Thank you, sir, for being straight up about being dishonest all the time. Greatly appreciate it. Still to come, U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Gimona. He's going to be here talking about the Warrior Refuge and a Pearl Harbor type attack coming your way. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect.
Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.